Recorded Books and RB Digital present Dark Sentinel, a Carpathian novel by Christine Feehan. Narrated by Jim Frangione. Chapter 1. Contemplating allowing himself to die made Andor Katona feel like a coward. He had never believed that sitting out in the open, waiting to meet the dawn and have the sun fry him, was an act of nobility. He, and a very few others, had always believed it to be an act of cowardice. Yet here he was, deliberating whether or not to give himself permission to die. The sun wasn't close, but the wounds he'd sustained battling so many vampires at one time had weakened him. With the loss of blood and several near-fatal wounds, the human vampire hunters hadn't recognized him as a hunter and had attacked while he'd left his body an empty shell so he could try to heal those wounds. A stake close to the heart, they'd missed, hadn't felt so good. They really weren't very good at their self-appointed task. They'd torn open his chest, and more blood had spilled onto the battleground. He'd never thought he'd die in a country far from home, killed by a trio of bumbling humans. But dying seemed a good alternative to continuing a life of battle in an endless gray void. The three men, Carter, Barnaby, and Shorty, huddled together a distance from him, casting him terrified and hate-filled glances. They were trying to convince themselves they'd done it right and he was dying. Of course, they'd expected him to die immediately, and now wondered why he hadn't and what they should do about it. He could have told them they'd need another stake and much better impaling technique if they wanted him to die. Did he really have to instruct others on how to kill him? That was ridiculous. Sighing, he tried weighing the pros and cons of dying in order to make a rational decision. He'd lived too long, far too long. He'd killed too often, so much so that there was little left of his soul. He'd lived with honor, but there had to be a time when one could let go with honor. It was past his time. He'd known that for well over a century. He'd searched the world over for his life mate, the woman holding the other half of his soul, the light to his darkness. She didn't exist. It was that simple. She didn't exist. Carpathian males lost all emotion and the ability to see in color after 200 years. Some lost it earlier. They had to exist on memories, and after so many centuries, even those faded. They retained their battle skills, honed them nightly, but as time passed, all those long...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?